Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
95% of people currently incarcerated will eventually be released back into society. In Missouri, more than 47% of those released will end up back in prison. While it's easy to pass judgment on those who reoffend, there are some good reasons to look deeper into why. Criminal Justice Ministry, or CJM, has been working with incarcerated individuals and helping ease their path once they're released. And while almost half of those released from prison in the Show Me State are locked up again, the recidivism rate for CJM graduates is just 18%. At CJM's recognition dinner and fundraiser recently, two CJM graduates were invited to speak at the event. Brittany Gamble.
I was in jail for 4 months in the drug court program in St. Louis County.
And Marlon Redmond.
I was incarcerated, you know, I mean, half of my life, which was 25 years total. I've been in and out, probation, parole violations.
Brittany says she struggled with drug addiction for much of her life, but once she landed in jail, she was really ready to change her life. She was connected with CJM, who had a sober living facility.
So upon my release, I was released into their custody. And then they took me to the sober living apartment. I stayed in sober living, it was a two-bedroom shared apartment for 2 months. And then once I was working full-time, they transitioned me into my own apartment. They paid a percentage of the rent for a year. And every month it went up a little bit more for me until I was stable enough to cover the whole rent. And then the rent transitioned into my name. I also did Let's Start with, it's a St. Vincent de Paul recovery program.
Ooh.
Well, you are very enthusiastic.
Because you don't know how long I've waited. I've dreamed and I anticipated, but I stayed focused. And even though the road was rocky as I don't know what, I still managed to just keep on staying straight. I was struggling with residency and, you know, shelter and stuff like that, considering my situation. But nevertheless, CJM, they stepped up and they offered me a place to stay, which was shelter. But they did more than that. They also handed me different resources where I can go as far as getting a job, employment, and stuff like that, which I did that. And from there, they also encouraged me because they have different other programs, spiritual programs, speaking if you have a problem with anything. So, you know, it was just basically one of those things where you just continue to stay focused and want to do just the right thing. You know, they helped me out financially, definitely financially, until I was able to get on my feet. You know, they truly opened their doors to me, and it's just an honor and a blessing to be able to be a participant, not only because I've graduated from CJM, but just overall.
But really, my biggest struggle in my my biggest struggle in my recovery was that anytime I got out of jail, I didn't have a stable place to live. So having that really gave me the structure I needed to be successful in my recovery.
So if you hadn't have found this program with CJM, do you think it would have just continued a cycle that you'd been in?
Yes. I was in the cycle for about a year. I would get out. I didn't have anywhere to live. Would go right back into the same situation I was in, started getting high again, or going around the wrong people, and that led me, you know, back to using. So if I wouldn't have found CJM, then I definitely probably would still be stuck in that cycle. So I was ready to quit using. It's hard. It's really hard to want to when you don't have the proper support system and when you don't have a proper or stable living situation.
Criminal Justice Ministry was founded in 1979 within the Archdiocese of St. Louis. It is now an independent nonprofit, but still receives support from a number of priests, nuns, and churches. The recognition dinner included a message from the Archbishop.
It's really, my saying is, let me get back to the reality of my existence, my purpose. My purpose is to not only learn from my mistakes, but show not only myself with my own willpower, but show others that you can do it. And it's a lot of people out there that's feeling like hopeless. And you just have to be able to have the strength, the inner strength, and be able to have good support network, which that's what I had, and you'll be able to accomplish no matter what, how many times you fail, no matter how many times you've been incarcerated, no matter how many times you probably have convictions on your jacket, but you still, it's, the sky is still the limit. This it still is America. It really is. I used to think that, but now I see, and my mother has been a big contributor. Without her, I think I would have gave up. I know, because that's the cornerstone of my heart and where the love really lies. And to see, I don't want to separate myself from her any longer. So I've got out here. I've been working. I got a job within 28 days when I was released. I was released 14 months ago. I started working 12 to 13 hours a day for 4 months straight, nonstop, 6 days a week, literally. And yes, it was tiresome. It was hard. I felt like giving up, but I stayed focused. I looked at the bigger picture. The bigger picture was the people that supported me, my family, and the people that really supported me as far as my shelter, because considering my condition, CJM stepped right in. And had they not have stepped right in, I don't think, I just, because of the stigmas that's placed upon us.
It sounds like everyone that I talk to in this situation, it's the support that is the most, that people who come out and have no support system are the most likely to head back to prison.
You see it so many times, the recidivism rate, in the state of Missouri is extremely high. And it's sad that, you know what I mean, it's almost like rolling the dice, and, you know what I mean, eventually you're going to crap out. I mean, that's what our system is looking at when they look at convicted felons. But when you have that support network, it's almost like a Teflon shield. Because when you have love, genuine love and care and concern, You see it, and when people show it, you know, that's where the compassion comes in. If you didn't have it, you start having it, because you don't want to lose that support, that love, that connection, like you once did when I was confined, you know. And I don't want to make any kind of mistake where it would just hurt others again, and especially my family and just people in general. So I just keep on doing what I'm supposed to do, and I'm just overwhelmed at the opportunity. You know, they say you only get one shot at it, because life is more than just second chances. And most people think, oh, you get one chance, you get two chances, and that's about it. You can't get... No, I'm a living testimony of it. I'm sorry, that's not correct. You can do whatever you still want to do. But as long as you have that support network to push you forward and to believe in you. Really, majority of us, when we get out of prison, we want somebody to confide in. We want somebody to truly understand without placing that type of judgment on us. Because at the end of it, this is what success looks like. This is what people, you know what I mean, that work hard and come together collectively and share their ideals and support. And it's spectacular.
That's Marlon Redmond along with Brittany Gamble, two graduates of Criminal Justice Ministry. Debbie Monterey, KMOX News.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.